So many people asked me for years the usual question they always ask a gay man: when did you know that you were gay? And sometimes I tell the truth, sometimes I don't tell the truth, sometimes I just tell them what they want to hear. But today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, in order to hear this next episode called My Last Heterosexual Escapade, if you don't like to hear foul language, sexual interludes, whatever, then I have to ask you to bypass this episode. Because, as my friend said, I don't have a filter. And I'm going to tell the truth today. My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Okay, where do I begin? Let's begin. Someone said let's begin in the beginning, but in the beginning, I did fall in love with a guy. We used to work together. And I mean, at the time, I don't know if I was in love or, I mean, I was 17 years old. And, I wasn't in tune to my sexuality. I did what all boys did when I went to school, high school and junior high school. You know, you have to have a girlfriend. I didn't have a girlfriend. I did have one girlfriend. She was 14, I was 13. And she taught me about sex. You know, I tell the story. I said, yeah, I went to her house after school and she pulled down her panties. And she said, you stick it here. And I went, where? And she, you know, I went over and she pulled out my zipper and she played with it, took it out, and she told me to stick it there. So that's what I did. I stuck it there. I guess in polite terms, you call it her vagina. Yes, what I stuck it. So anyway, but I always tell that part of the story. You know, that's how I learned about sex, through her. What I never tell people, and I always leave, you know, leave it blank, that's it, and then we move on. That same day, after I left her house, I was on my way home. And where I lived in East New York, the borderline of East New York and Canarsie. And there was I think the L train was there. And a guy that I seen in school, he was older than me. He was also older than me. He saw me. He said, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going home. He said, I want to talk to you for a minute. So I said, okay. He said, let's talk on the train track. So I think there was a fence with a hole in it, of course. He went through the hole and went up to the train tracks. And next thing he goes, he turns around. He said, you know, I like you very much. And he started kissing me. We kissed. I got horny. Mind you, I just finished you know what, and I got horny. And he blew me. And then he pushed my head down on him. And I said, well, at that age, you know, I was, what, 13. I said, oh, what the hell? And I blew him. And then I went home. And that was my sexuality. From then on, until the next time I had sex, had to be I was like 17 or 18 years old. So I pretty much didn't think about gay or straight, whatever. I'm quite sure they might talked about it in school or made fun of it, but I really didn't get into that, you know. And then I met this guy. I was 17 going on 18. And I guess I had feelings for him. And we kind of, let's say, we became best friends. And after we became best friends, he dared me to do it. I remember this was the second time I had my mouth on a dick. I remember it was, we went to see Shaft. Remember Shaft? And after Shaft, I brought him, he came to my house. After the movie, we sat on the living room sofa. My mom was sound asleep, and we sat there and we listened to the album Shaft, because I bought the Isaac Hayes album Shaft that was playing real low. I couldn't play it loud because my mother was sleeping, and we sat there on the couch and we kissed and we kissed and we kissed, and then he says to me, "I dare you to blow me." That's what he said. "I dare you." Of course, you know, I blew him. And I only did it because I had these feelings for him. Maybe I wasn't in love with him or just lust. And that's that. I was what, 17 going on 18. And to make that story short, I don't want to go into details about what else happened. I mean, I could go into details. I've had sex with other guys, and but that's not the point of me telling you this story. The point I'm telling you, it was back in the late 60s, early 70s. I didn't know anything about gay bars. I knew about bars. And yes, I did fool around with guys and girls, and was always in a bar. Most bars I went to, I'm quite sure all the bars I went to were straight bars. And what happened is, after what, last call, if a guy ain't got a girl, you get the nearest girl next to you, or the girl that's unavailable, and you talk to her quick because you want to get that last drink in, and you want, excuse my expression, girls, and you want to get the pussy. That's how it was done. That's how they was doing it. And you know me, I was a fat kid, so I never wound up getting the girl. And I always wind up at the end of the night talking to a guy. We talk. Of course, he couldn't get none either. And next thing you know, he invite me up to his house, or I invite him up to my house. And he's drunk, I'm drunk. And they always, this is, I always tell this story to young people back in those days. He's a straight guy. And at that, like I said, at that time, I didn't know what my sexuality was. He was a straight guy. I'll bring him home. He'll fall asleep. I pull the zipper down. I do him. He's sound asleep now. I do him. And right after he comes, he wakes up and go home. That's happened a lot of times. And then if you do see him at the bar, he's going to ignore you, and you don't talk to them because it's like, you know. And that's the experience that I've had. So to be honest with you, and the other thing I want to say right quick, the guy that I was still with this guy, we were best friends. Can't say we were lovers. We were best friends. If we want to be together, and he told me this, if you want to be with me, you got to get a girlfriend. He said, "You got to get a girlfriend." So every time I hang out with him at a straight bar, he would say, "See that girl there? Go talk to her." And it was always the ugly girls he wants me to talk to. And I said, "I don't want to talk to her. She's ugly." He goes, "Well, you want to get some pussy, you better go talk to her. Those girls, they dying for some dick." And I'm like, "All right." So I go talk to her. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it's not. But this episode is about the last heterosexual escapade. The last time I fooled around a girl. The last time, I hate to be disgusting, the last time my cock was in a cunt. This is the last time. We're in the bar. Most of you might know this bar if you're old enough. I think it was called Central Lounge in the Bronx on Morris Avenue. We was in there. And again, he said, "You see that girl there? This girl was sitting at the bar." He said, Go get that, go get that. Because it's getting late. You know, you can get some pussy tonight. I'm quite sure she's gonna give it to you. Getting late. Okay. So I woke up there and I sat next to her, and she was arguing with the bartender. Somebody stole her teeth. She says, I went, just took a leak at the bathroom, and I come back and my teeth is gone." She had took her teeth out and went to the bathroom and came back. Somebody stole her teeth. And that was the argument. She blamed him for stealing her teeth. So anyway, and I got her on this side, and I got my friend on the other side of me, nudging me. So I said to her, "Do you want a drink?" Of course, she's of course I want a drink, so I brought her a drink and we drank. Of course, she got frisky, and then she asked me to come outside with her, and I came outside, and she dragged me to the door next door to the bar, which was what you call it, an apartment building. It was one of those small apartment buildings on the avenue. It had a small vestibule. The door was open, so we went inside the vestibule. And we start kissing and we're making out and everything, and of course, what I did do back in those days, and this is when I should have known that I was more gay than straight, because what I did do, what I like to do with women back then is I like to put my hands in their panties and stick two or three fingers in their vagina. And I noticed, especially with her, I'm fingering her, and the more fingers I put in, her eyes started to like curl up, like roll up, like in a cartoon, and they're like, oh, like she was really in ecstasy, and I know at that time I'm doing that, and she's in heat, and she's going crazy. I'm pumping her, and then she grabbed my dick, and she said, "Honey, you're not hard. Get it hard. Get it hard. I want it. Get it hard." So I did have a hard time getting it hard. I usually do, but I noticed that now I'm thinking about it. When I do fool around with a female, I always have to be drinking or drunk in order to get it hard. So I'm just about ready to get it hard, and I'm getting into it, me fingering her, and just somebody tapped me and pulled me on my shoulder and pulled me off her. Said, "Get away from my woman." So I mean, it was sounding real masculine. I'm thinking, "Oh my God." She had a boyfriend. I turned, and it was, and back in those days, it was a dyke. They called him dyke. She was a big butch, built like a man, dyke. "That's my girlfriend you're messing with. That's my girlfriend you're messing with." And she's saying, "Honey, I want a man tonight. Honey, I want a man tonight. No, that's my girlfriend." And they fussing and fighting. I'm like, "Well, let me get the hell out of here." And they fussing and fighting everything, and they. She pulled the girl out of the vestibule, and then she's screaming at them. They had a cab waiting for her. I got the cab here waiting for us. We're going home. And she said, "No, I want a man tonight. I want a man tonight." So while they're fussing and everything, I happened to smell my hand, the hand that I was pumping her with, and it stunk. It stunk like fish. So when I smelled that, I said, "That's why they call this thing fish. It smelled like fish." So anyway, she got the girlfriend. Her girlfriend got her in the car, in the cab, and I'm getting back. I'm heading back next door to the bar, and she yells at me. "She wants a man tonight. Come on with us. Come on with us." And I said, "No, thank you." And I went in the bar, and I sat next to my friend, the one I was infatuated with. And he said, "What happened?" I told him the story like I'm telling you, and I'm smelling my hand. I let him smell it, and he like, "Ooh, that smells." Anyway, and I said to him, "That's it. No more women. I've had enough. I'm not really into them. I just like to see them go crazy when I, and I do like breasts." And I said, "No more. No more women." That was 1978, and that was the last time I had a woman. Now, here's a moral to the story. I went to work, and I work with a lot of straight guys, and I told them what happened, and I said to them, and I said, "I'm not gonna mess with a girl anymore. My hand literally stunk for a week. It had that fish smell for a whole week." I said, "I am not gonna walk around with fish smell on my hand fooling around with no girl." So of course the guys say, "Well, you just got a bad pussy. So I mean, that's no reason not to want to have sex with a girl again." I said, "Well, that's reason enough for me. You just heard the craziness that lives inside my head."